All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Will you ever sell Vig?
You said that you would eat Oscar Isaac, but this is where you draw the line.
She was like clapping. She goes, oh, Lord, thank God. And I was wearing this hat. Guys, if you want to buy the hat that I almost died in,
come on tour.
You can buy one of these lovely pieces. It don't you want to have your shag again?
I know.
What if you die with this bob? That's so scary, isn't it?
Stop, you said you like the bob.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
And this is Talk Nasty to Me.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I love the no echo in here.
I know, it's really peaceful.
It is fugly as and you can't tell. So Jake thought that fugly meant fake ugly.
I did. But it means fucking ugly. Wait, did that happen on the podcast that we talked about?
I don't remember. But now you're already going to have to mute something within the first, like, 20 seconds.
Oh.
Oh, well.
There it goes again.
Well.
Did you have to mute? I'm going to know just in case.
Hi, Clem.
She's like, stop cussing in the first minute.
She's cussing.
Clementine.
One time she had a little bit of like a blackhead on her lip and it started to look like it was like getting in the way. And I was like, oh my God, I have to pop my cat's blackhead. And that was a crazy thing. She didn't seem to mind it.
Tucker had acne because I switched his bowl from a stainless steel one to a plastic one. And I was like, what's going on? And everyone was like, do not use plastic.
I know.
So that kind of sucked.
Clemmy had acne for a little bit, and we cleared that shit right up. So Clemmy is on a skincare routine. Clemmy also uses Curology.
Accutane. She's on Accutane.
Did you know that like when you take Accutane, every single individual pill that you take, it has like a sign where it's like, do not get pregnant. And it's like a pregnant woman, and it's like an X. You've never seen that before?
Every single one, though?
Yes.
On the
Accutane,
pill?
Accutane, don't get pregnant.
Wait, what would happen if you were pregnant on Accutane?
Your baby would come out with like 7 heads.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm not joking.
Has that happened?
I'm sure.
Oh my God.
Yes. Every single...
Can you be on birth control and Accutane?
I
feel like that might fuck you up.
I don't even know. Oh, wait, no. Actually, I think it is required by law that either you vow abstinence or you're on birth control and you're on Accutane at the same time.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They take it extremely seriously.
Can you look it up? Wait, what does that say? Ear deformities?
Microcephaly.
What's that?
Cephaly.
This is kind of stark.
I think that has something to do with your head. What?
This is a stark start to the episode. We're talking birth defects.
Brain fluid accumulation, abnormal immune system development, learning disabilities, facial deformities, heart abnormalities.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. All because of Accutane? Mm-hmm. What's that shit doing to you?
Really bad things.
A lot of people would be scared here. Mm-hmm.
But you have to be on like, you have to have birth control or you have to get none. And you have
what
to
about
promise.
Me? If I was on Accutane, I vow
then you're fine. Then you're completely fine.
Oh wow! Because I can't get pregnant.
Yeah, that's literally it. Isn't that insane though?
That is insane. I did not know that. I just thought Accutane made your life a living hell for a few months because like you woke up and your lips were like essentially like torn and tattered and shreds of what they once were.
No, you're dry and you can't have sex, or you have to be on birth control.
Mm-hmm. But nobody wants to really have sex with you though because your lips are like that.
Oh, so that's what you think about people on Accutane. That's your thought.
Well, it's
that's
not forever. Stance. It's not forever. I just remember, like, my little brother went on Accutane, and his lips, like, turned purple.
Really?
Yeah. And he was just always, like, dry as fuck in the face.
At the last apartment, the chicken ghost mm-hmm. apartment, there's a photo of me that my lips are really purple.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm starting to think that the ghosts of the chickens in that apartment, they were like depriving me of oxygen or something.
You,
yeah. Because why else would I not have any color
what
in my lips?
What the fuck? I don't remember that at all.
I'll find the photo and
please.
I'll send it to you. Because
that's crazy.
Every time I look at that photo, I go, oh my God, my lips are actually purple. I'm like, oh, I took this photo because my lips were actually purple.
Why didn't you go like see anyone? Were you feeling like lightheaded?
No, I felt completely fine. My mom
had it when
she went through chemo. Like
purple lips?
Her lips
were purple. You're living your life. Why are you comparing that to your mother's chemo experience?
I'm not comparing it. I'm just saying, like, I don't...
Like, everything was fine for her. She was going through chemo. I'm like, okay, yeah, so...
Literal poison in your body.
Literal poison in your body, and you're, like not doing chemo. So what's going on?
It was really crazy.
That is literally insane. I did not know that that was happening. I didn't know that was happening.
I'll actually find it. I actually can't look at photos of me in my hair. Jake, I'm not even joking. The next time that like I
that
will
looks so good.
I am never ever cutting my hair off again.
Oh, remember this.
I'm never this. Cutting my hair off again.
You look so good there.
I will write a letter being like, do not ever cut your hair. It's growing. It's coming back. It's growing. How's my part look?
Really good.
Really?
It's off center.
Ugh, whatever.
Just the slightest bit, but it's good. It's good.
Do you
it kind of goes like this.
Yeah, well, it does that. Okay. Do you see how in the back, like the part is a little bit closer together and then the front, it's a little bit wider?
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to say that.
Sorry, but I do see what you're saying.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. I have photos of naked Luigi Mangione. Oh, I think this is it.
I love Luigi.
I don't know if you can tell. I don't know if you'll be able to tell.
Okay, I'm sorry. They're not that purple.
They're purple.
They're a little purple. I can tell they're discolored. Yeah. You're experiencing some discoloration. When I say my little brother's lips went turn purple.
Oh, I believe it.
They were like
I believe purple, it. Purple. But like if that you're kid, in normal health, that is a little bit concerning. I'll send it to you.
Thank
because
you.
I look at that and I'm like, oh, something was absolutely wrong
with you.
I'm never cutting my hair again. I don't care that I keep talking about this in every single fucking episode. I actually don't give a damn.
I'm on tour.
I'm never
every stop Nicole was like, guys, is my bald end of story.
Help.
Is my bald?
I actually can never cut my hair again. I've been watching Abby Young's videos. You should watch Abby Young's videos.
What does she do?
Well, nothing. She's like, she has her trichology degree.
Oh, we talked about this. She's been dabbling and trying with things.
Yeah, that's like, it's like the new Try Guys, like the trichologist.
The trichologist.
So, no, she has this whole thing about like hair care and like that silicones aren't bad for you and parabens aren't bad for you and sulfates aren't bad for you. And
they
like,
are or they aren't?
They're not bad for you.
Oh, work. I love her. I'm going to watch her videos.
Right. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because so, I agree with her.
Right. And so I have been watching a lot of her videos and a lot of people are on the Abby Young train. All I'm saying is that I'm back on my silicone bullshit
and it looks great.
I know, and look at me, it's coming back.
What hairspray are you using?
Hairspray?
Yeah, you hairsprayed your hair today. Does that have parabens and sulfates whatever and silicones?
I don't know if a hairspray can have those things. It's the what does it have? Alcohol.
Okay.
I don't know what else. But what really matters is like your shampoo and your conditioner. But I was sick and tired of watching Pretty Little Liars and seeing how silky all of their hair was.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I'm back on my silicone bullshit.
You don't think like a hair mask would get you there?
Give me where?
Get you to like that look. Like, because I feel like people hair mask a lot.
What, with silicone? Like that shiny look?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do a hair mask.
I know.
I do a hair mask like multiple times.
Do those have silicones?
They can. No, all of them do.
Would you do one with silicones in it?
Yes, and I just did.
Okay. Just wondering.
I just did the other day.
At least she's consistent.
Yes.
You're like, well, if I'm going to have silicone in one thing, I'm going to have it in all of them. Do you leave-in conditioner?
My hair is too fine for that.
Why? What would happen?
It would just weigh it down. Like, my hair is just too straight and fine for that. It's more so meant for people who have a little bit more thicker hair.
I think I have done leave-in conditioner, but I shouldn't because I have really thin hair.
You can. You have short hair. So
that's true.
You can do whatever you want. But for me, it'll just probably look a little stupid.
My roots have, like, come in.
Are we doing your hair again?
I don't think so.
Are you going to bleach it again?
I'll probably get the roots done again. Yeah, but, like, probably not for a while.
Okay.
Like, for maybe after tour.
I'm never doing it again. I am
never cutting your hair.
I am on my journey. I am on my
journey.
Jordan-y. My manager Rick has the funniest gifs and like reactions, and he has this one where it's like an ape sitting in a bus chair and going, I'm on my journey. And that is what I am on right now. I am on my journey. Have you ever seen that?
You know what? No, I haven't. But you know what? I think I will have made it when we are a part of his GIF folder.
No,
I think that will be amazing.
I'm
for us.
Really scared to meet on my journey.
That's not even a GIF. Wait, where'd you get that?
Rick. From Rick.
Wait, no, but you put that in something. That was your Instagram. What did you put that in?
when I met Trisha because I was in a car. In
Minnesota. Oh my God.
I'm sending it to you.
I didn't even know that.
So I'm meeting my manager for the first time. Jake and I are both meeting my manager next week.
He's
when
super cool.
We are on the second leg of our tour. But nice, I love man. Saying that, like, oh, I'm on my first leg. Second oh, I'm leg. On my second leg. Like, what the fuck does that mean? But
I can't wait till I'm on his third leg. Not him, not Rick, just someone else, his third leg. Get it?
Their I can't penis? Wait till I'm on Rick's third leg.
You know what I was going to make an Instagram story that like that one that I saw, the fake one of Ariana Grande, but it was like
talk.
No, it said like, sorry guys, no. I was gonna say sorry guys, no tour this week. I just need to. I need some time to bounce on dick.
You should post that. Honestly.
I was going to.
You should post that. No, I saw this one thing where it was a photo of a celebrity and like she's her like it's a sheer dress and her leg is showing. One of the comments is like, oh my God, girl, tuck. But
oh like, yeah. Oh wait, I think it was it Joey King? No. No, was it Carly Rae Jepsen?
It was Carly Rae
Jepsen. That's what it was. I did see that.
No, I'm really nervous to meet Rick, though. Rick is coming to the Chicago show and the Toronto show, and I will not know how to act. Like, the nerves will be crazy. Like, I was nervous, obviously, for the first Philly show because it's the first show. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. There's so many people in the audience. Like,
Hassan Piker was there.
There was a lot of people who I hadn't seen in, like, 5 years that came to travel. Like, it was a lot of lesbians in the crowd. Like, it made me nervous. Wow, made me really nervous.
I wasn't because there was a lot of lesbians in the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm safe.
But Rick coming, that's going to be a really big deal.
It's going to be a big deal for me.
I don't know if I've openly talked about this, but my manager is really hot. Like,
no, you haven't. And the one time that we did, you were like, can you cut all of that out? Because I don't want to seem creepy.
I feel safe
now.
You're
like, I don't give a fuck.
I feel safe now to be like, my manager is like,
he's a cutie patootie.
The hottest
man. We've never even met him. He's going to listen to this episode, maybe. Who knows? And then we're going to meet him next week, and it's going to be like,
and his boyfriend's hot too. It's just like I hope he doesn't bring his boyfriend, because if he brings his boyfriend, I'm not gonna
We're
know
melting.
What to do. I'm not gonna know what to say or do. And so
you're like, yes, I Instagram stalked his whole account.
If you guys are coming to the Chicago or the Toronto shows, and if I seem a little extra sweaty, if I seem off my rocker, just know it is not because of meeting you guys, and it's not stage fright. It is because my manager is really hot, and that's my first time meeting him for the first time in like over 2 years. And I'm really scared.
You're going to be sweating. You know what? That's one thing that has changed about you. You don't sweat as much.
You want to know why?
Because you... Carpe? The deodorant or whatever?
I'm using aluminum right now.
Oh, yes! Yes! Is that why?
I use an aluminum one at night.
Why haven't you been... Is that why you haven't been...
Sweating is bad?
Because you didn't sweat at all during tour. Like, I thought you would get off stage and you'd be like, I'm sweating so much.
I know.
But you didn't.
I don't know what the thought process is behind my face. I don't know if the aluminum from my armpits is seeping into my face. I don't know if that has something to do with it. I haven't been sweating as much. It's true.
You are literally on your toxin journey. You're like, aluminum, paraben, silicone, sulfates.
I'm back on it because I am tired of giving a fuck so hard. I'm so tired of like, studies have shown that like breast cancer might be associated to aluminum. Give it to me. Like, let's play with my chances. Silicones are bad and build up for your hair and you'll go bald. Okay, well, I can't get worse than that.
I am already bald.
Right.
So
I will further go bald.
Yeah.
And so I'm just taking my chances.
What's that song?
I'll take my chance.
What's that other song? By Celine Dion.
Well, that was a stroke song, so I didn't put any stroke songs on the playlist leading up before tour.
Let's talk about this. Nicole, every time we were doing meet and greet, she'd be like, oh my God, I love this song. And then she'd go, oh my God, it's because it's from my playlist. I need the playlist. And that happened. We only had 3 shows. She said it like 4 or 5 times.
Because it's a lot of songs that I don't get to hear publicly
a
lot.
So funny.
And so when I would hear,
like,
I'd be
like, they're playing this here.
I would get so excited because I don't normally get to hear those songs like out loud. I only get to hear those songs inside my head.
I agree.
Because those are songs that are not played.
Nobody's bumping Arin Tin 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 by Rico Nasty.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
In the grocery store.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are songs that you hear frequently in the outside world and songs that you hear just inside your own world.
Yeah.
And so to have those two worlds cross, very special moment. So every single time I would walk out there and be like, oh my God, they're playing Don't Worry About the Government by the Talking Heads, I'd be like, yes. So I was like, no strokes. I completely cut them off. Sorry. Didn't allow them a single moment.
Not even The Adults Are Talking?
No.
That's great.
No.
That's a song.
Yes.
That's not, how does it go?
Dun, 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 dun.
See, you can take the girl away from the Strokes, but you can never take the Strokes away from the girl.
No, you can't. Unfortunately, it's deeply embedded inside of me. And a lot of people, by a lot of people, I mean my mother, are like, if you now have active beef with the Strokes, what are you going to do about your tattoo? That was a timestamp of a place and a time in my life.
That's
that was
beautiful.
Very important.
I think that about tattoos.
Genuinely. And I genuinely have no regrets about it because it is less to do with the Strokes and more so about the time in my life. Because I really appreciate that time in my life and everything that it stood for.
Me getting a Pentatonix tattoo.
Yes. Do it.
It's like I don't even listen to them anymore. But
yeah,
like,
do it.
Oh, that was the time of my life.
It's a timestamp. And so it's like I scrapbooked. I have, you know what?
Scrapbooked.
I'm going to have forever beef with Julian.
We are just pieces of like the people we once were. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah. That's how I feel about every one of my tattoos. Like, is my humping bunny tattoo, like three bunnies humping each other, is that relevant to me currently in this state of mind and moment?
No, but it will be.
I hope.
I hope.
I hope.
That was more of like a manifesting tattoo though. It was like, oh, if I put it on my body, it will come.
It was more so like it was a free tattoo. It was a free
and matching
free
with,
tattoo
with your friend.
Exactly. Yeah. And so for that, I'm grateful for it. But I will never. I don't know. I'm not a hater of anything that I have, especially not.
Especially you can't be. You know what I mean?
I actually
unless
don't have
fucking
a choice.
Pete Davidson,
and
you
want to
remove
afford.
All your fucking tattoos and look like dirty all the time, doesn't he? Am I wrong?
A little bit.
He looks like
a little.
He
bit.
Looks like he drew on himself a little bit and tried to wash it off, and it didn't come all the way off.
It looked like he was literally in the coal mines a little bit, and he has soot all over.
You
his
know,
face.
Whoever was working for Reformation for that shoot had to fucking like Photoshop.
I was on getting on the Holland Tunnel the other day, and I look behind me, and it's Pete Davidson, like in his underwear, like.
I remember that. You're like, oh my god!
Oh my god! Good heavens!
Good heavens!
That gave me a fright. Like that's so much. I will never forgive Pete Davidson though for what he did to me. For canceling sophomore year of college, for canceling our homecoming show at Temple University.
Don't be mad at him.
Because him and Ariana broke up.
You need to be mad at Ariana. She's the one who broke up. You need to be
fuck,
at
fuck. Yeah. She couldn't have waited 2 days.
Exactly.
I needed that show. It was free. And then instead we got, what's his name? Adam Devine.
Bumper.
Which is fine. But I didn't end up going. I remember we only had like one off day from our boss. Like you could only call off from one day of meetings, like Wednesday night meetings. And I was like, please, I have to miss this night because Pete Davidson is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, this is your one night. And then I was like, never mind, I'm going to be there because it's Adam Devine or Levine or whatever. And I was like, sorry, I will.
They were so fucking mean about that.
They were. Because
I was like, I have a show that I'm in for my degree path. And they were like, okay, well, sounds like extracurricular, you can't miss the meeting. I was like, so, but I will be missing the meeting. That's the thing is I'm not gonna be there, so what are you gonna do?
That was a crazy time.
Yeah,
that was a crazy ass time.
I couldn't talk enough shit about Temple University. We talked about it in the last podcast episode, but the podcast episode was like, what we recorded was like an hour and 45 minutes. The last 45 minutes were us shitting on Temple University.
Yeah.
We fucking hated it there.
And then I'm like, oh my god, why don't they ever invite me for alumni shit? Oh my god, why am I never featured
for
a 30 under 30 thing or whatever they do? I don't know.
I want them to do that. Like my goal in life is, I'm really run off of spite. My goal in life is to have such a successful career that they invite me to do production practicum, which is like where all like the people get, where all like the theater majors get together and they listen to somebody speak on Fridays so that I can go, no. Like, that is my one goal in life. And I've actually talked to other people who went to Tumble and, like, the theater program. They're like, nope, that's exactly it. Like,
I don't want to be
like, no.
I don't know if I have anything to, like, contribute because, I mean, as great as it is.
That's your inner saboteur talking. You have so much to contribute.
No, I don't. No, I'm saying, like, I don't know if I have any real solid advice to give, like, this is what you should do in college because the most amount of stuff, like, the most amount of things that I learned, at least, like, through my career, like, well, yes, like Temple did teach me a lot. The most I did was doing outside work outside of school.
Right.
Like that led me to, like if I hadn't done YouTube in college, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And that was an outside school activity that I did on my own. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's like if that wasn't a school-based like associated. It wasn't tied to Temple University, like what I was doing.
It was just something that you were doing.
I was building
at Temple University.
Yes, like, exactly.
You were there.
Exactly.
This is what you were doing.
So
1,000%. That's everybody's story about Temple.
Right. I don't know if a college will like to hear that, like to go speak and be like, yeah, do something outside of here.
Yeah, like figure out what you can do outside of classes.
Invest your time. Yeah, invest
in something
your time
else.
It does something else that has nothing in association with the school, because that will last longer than your time at the school.
Yes.
They're not going to like hearing that, so that would be difficult to listen to.
I think if I did a production practicum, I'd be like, so I had no opportunities here, and also, like, they basically gaslit, like, the whole department, like, all the time, and all the theater kids, and they never let us do any shows because they kept casting the same, like, 5 students. And then I'd be like, drop the mic and leave. Like, I have nothing else to say. They gave me nothing out of that program, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sorry, parents. I'm still paying for it.
Yeah.
Still fucking paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
Drake and I did go on tour, though.
Yeah, so we went on tour. We're going on tour. We're still on tour, technically.
No, tour.
Taking a week
so
off
fun.
To bounce on dick.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing ever since I've been back. No, ever Don't since
dick?
Ever since I've been back, I have been, like, literally catching up on sleep and being a bitch to everyone around me. Being
Same.
Like, let me sleep.
Same.
Because I, first of all, that was my biggest mistake. The very first night of tour, I was so excited because my friends from Arizona came to visit me. And so I was so excited to see them after 5 years of not seeing them. And so, like, we were all having gay music video night and eating.
As one does.
Right. Eating Takis and Girl Scout cookies. And
aww.
I, like, literally, do you know how heartwarming that felt that I was in a safe space where I could show Garden music videos and, like, they seemed intrigued?
Yeah,
and that it wasn't like, oh no, they're scared. I was like, oh, this is so safe. Like, I feel like I am in a safe space because That's my sweet. Friend Gabby, she, I was like, you would fuck with them. Like, I know that
oh,
you
does
would.
She like them?
Well, yes, because I was like, you would fuck with. Not only are they like punk, but on top of that, like, they have this whole album that's about, like, a haunted house, and she loves that kind of shit. Like, she's, like, a ghost hunter. My friend,
no way.
Like, she has, like...
Why didn't you tell me this when I met her? I would have talked to her about it.
She has, like... She, like, bought ghost hunting equipment.
She has, like, the ERM or whatever
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, she's into that.
Remember
kind
when
of
Demi
stuff.
Lovato was standing in the middle of the room? She sang, what?
Yeah.
Try to tear me down.
Yeah.
To the,
that's something that Gabby would do. To
work.
The, like, she...
Yes.
She loves that kind of stuff. She loves, like, scary movies, and, like, that's just something that she's always been a part of. And so I was like, I think you would really fuck with the Garden because this whole album is about a haunted house. And so
that's sweet.
I think, and ghost stories, I think you would really fuck with them. And she could genuinely seduce the two Garden brothers, like, to leave their girlfriends. And, like,
Gabby could?
Yes, and
oh,
Gabby
wow.
would leave her wife, and she could have both
that's
of
big.
The twins, and
that's
they
big.
Could be in a nice little triangle.
We're sitting on some big moves right now.
I know.
Like, something could happen.
I know. That's the thing about Gabby, like, I don't think that she listens to the podcast, rightfully so, because she heard me speak enough, like, in high school. But, like, Gabby was just, like, in... If you knew Gabby in high school, like, she was just, like, the hottest athlete. She was, like, voted biggest flirt. She would constantly have, like, twerking competitions with, like, the football boys, like,
yeah.
in between, like,
yeah.
practice. Like, she
wow,
brought
they,
out, like, a...
And they twerk, too?
She brought out a feminine side to, like, all of the football players who are, like, the most misogynistic, homophobic people on earth, and she somehow made them into, like, the biggest allies. Like, they were like, yes, I will twerk for you. Yes, I will send
yes,
you support gay rights.
That's truly an ally,
like,
someone who twerks.
They just, like, suddenly would meet Gabby and they would be like, oh, I'm no longer homophobic.
Nice.
And that's
power.
That was something she could only she
could make the Garden not homophobic.
The Garden is not homophobic.
I know, I'm just kidding.
The Garden is not homophobic. No, she really just needed, like, 3.5 minutes with somebody, and I think that she could
that's,
convince anybody.
That's beautiful.
Like, she could go into, like, we would take trips a lot, and we would go to, like, the most, I don't know, hicky place in Pennsylvania, like, where there's Confederate flags everywhere,
yeah.
and she could convince somebody to, like, someone who is, like, a gun-loving, Trump-loving, Confederate flag-waving, like, she could instantly, with her personality, convince them to change their ways, and mm-hmm. they would suddenly be like, yes, Alphabet Mafia, like, that is, like, what...
That's beautiful. They,
and so...
She convinced me when I met her
to
just
not
stop
be
being homophobic.
Homophobic. Yeah. And so she's really
she's still working
way.
On you, though. You're harder.
Know.
You're
it
harder t- with
it
that.
It took a long time.
Yeah.
But
you're getting there.
She's just very powerful in that way. And so I was really happy for you to be able to experience her. And
I was happy to meet everyone. They're so sweet.
I know. And
all
so
Nicole's high school friends were there.
I know, which was so nice. And that's crazy because it's like the only few people that I still like am in contact with from high school. So that was so nice to see them all and everything. Yeah. And so, but that night I didn't go to sleep until like 2:30.
Well, you were keying.
I was keying, and that was my biggest mistake. And so ever since then, my sleep schedule just fell off from then on. And then it just kept escalating. And then it turned into like having migraines while like on stage. And then the very last show, like in DC, there was just some like technical difficulties because was definitely ghosts in that.
There was definitely ghosts in there. The ghosts of like politicians or something from like the chairs that they had in there. There were like rolly chairs at this place.
We wore tinfoil hats. Like, stop fighting.
I tried singing to the ghosts to make them feel better.
Yeah.
Try to tear me down.
DC, we wore tinfoil hats because that was the theme. And I think that had definitely affected our connection to, like, the laptop and everything.
Yeah, that was crazy. The last, like, 8 slides of our laptop.
White.
Slideshow. Blank, except for this one picture of the two of us standing in front of the divorce center, but it was like a vector image of just us. We should put it in
because there's somebody posted that. They said, "Mama, are you behind you?"
Yeah, and I said that. I said it was like that. It was like that Beyonce meme where she's like has her eyes closed, but then like it's her above her, like
yes,
looking down at her. It's beautiful.
I really do think that we summon something with the 5G, and then after that was like a whirlwind of Jake and I ordered the most yummy.
Delicious
Chinese.
What was the place called?
Ever.
It was literally called like healthy and vegan Chinese food.
That's
like
literally
the title of the place in Arlington, Virginia. So fucking good. And you know what? It arrived like perfectly on time.
And
for when
I
we
didn't
got back
get
to
eat barely any of it because I was battling a migraine for dear life. I need to do a sponsorship with Advil PM. I think I'm going
to. I convinced Nicole to get Advil PM.
That
she was
really
like,
good.
She's like, I have a headache. I'm like, well, there's a Walgreens right across the street.
I really needed an Excedrin. Like, my eye was throbbing. I started seeing sparkles in my eyes.
Because you're not going to sleep.
I know. And I really, really, really wanted an Excedrin. But you know what? The Advil PM, because they put Benadryl in the Advil PM.
Yeah, it knocks you the fuck out.
How many did you take?
That. 4?
2.
Oh.
4.
I'm just kidding.
My God. No, but I love it. It's so good. I'm going to, you know what, guys? Everybody, go out to your local Walgreens because that's
where I got
it. As much
Advil PM as you possibly can. I'm just kidding.
Because it was really, really yummy and really, really good.
You know what? Advil is the one they do like a candy coating on the outside.
Yeah, I know.
Outside,
I always
and it
like
makes
that.
It a little delicious.
I always
and
like to suck on it.
I
kind of
want another one. It's like I'd be popping them. I'm just kidding. Do not pop Advil PM, please.
I would take all the Advil like front with a candy coating and put them in my mouth and then spit them out once the candy coating went away.
Oh yeah, and put them back into the thing just like so you could have it later.
Yeah,
that's pretty smart. Yeah, no, I'm a big believer in like acetaminophen PM, ibuprofen PM, Advil PM. I love it all.
And I'm not a believer in that kind of stuff, but I have been turned into a believer. I think that this has changed me.
They're like in the store under sleep aid.
I know.
So it's like, okay, great. Like that's going to help me go to bed.
I just wish that I ate more of that lo mein because I really do.
It had
like it.
The best vegan shrimp I had. I was like, I took a bite and I was like, that isn't real shrimp. That's fucking crazy. It was so good.
We were watching Severance and I was like curled up on the couch and I was like fighting for my dear life.
I didn't
like,
know that you were. You're so good at hiding.
Thank you.
I thought you were just sleepy.
No.
I was like, oh, that Advil PM's
no,
hitting
her. I was like, I would take a bite and then the thought of the food would make, like I thought I was going to puke right then and there. And then I had to like push it far away from me so that I wouldn't smell anymore because I was so severely nauseous. But I knew I had to eat to make the headache better.
It's
going
to come back to us though.
That food.
I do believe in like karma like that, you know, like I do think it's going to come back to us. Like I think we're going to find ourselves in Arlington, Virginia again.
Okay.
Having a key.
Okay.
And eating yummy food.
Oh, it's when we're going to be at the White House.
You know who's going to D.C. soon?
Who?
Your boyfriend.
Wait, is he?
For a...
A conference?
No, like a...
Work?
Like a competition, a tournament. For
tournament?
His, for
water polo? He can bring us back some.
He can bring us back some.
Wait.
I think he's going. I think that was him who said
You know
it
more
night.
About his life than I do now.
Well, we were talking last night because one of his water polo friends was over and I was like, oh, like how's the water polo going? And they were like, and he's maybe it was the other one that said that he was going to DC, but I think Adam also said that he might.
I will ask him.
Yeah,
to
because
bring me back
I
some.
Will buy like a few
it
of those.
Really
it was really, really good. We got General Tso's chicken, fake chicken. Oh,
so good.
It was so good. It was the best vegan Chinese food I've ever had. What else happened while we were there? I feel like a bomb went off is almost what I said, but it didn't. Not in DC. No bombs. But
well, we had terrible turbulence on the flight back, and then when we landed, the pilot literally went, "Yay, we made it!"
I haven't heard people clap at a flight landing in a long time, but
everyone was like wooing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, "Wait, I didn't think it was that. I didn't. I thought it was the same as when we were getting there. Like, I thought it was pretty bad turbulence. This one was like
on the flight to
DC. I thought we were gonna spiral like this at one point.
No, on the flight to DC, Jake was like, oh my god, like that was some of the worst turbulence ever, like that was so bad. I was like, that was not that bad, but like I've been through a thunderstorm before, so like I'm like, maybe I just had a worse
experience. I think that's probably what happened
to so you. Like I just don't think that was that bad. Now coming back to New York City, I was like, oh, this is rough, like this
really
is bad.
You hit it so well again.
I know. I do that really well.
Did I look like I was panicking?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, I put on super fruit. It makes me feel like I'm invincible.
I have this problem where if I am any type of movement with my stomach, like going down, sometimes if the elevator is too fast or if I'm driving my car.
Your elevators in this building are so fucking fast.
I know.
My ears pop.
Or if I go on, if I'm driving and I go down a hill, my stomach will drop. Like more than the average person. Because some people are like, yeah, just like a little bit. For me, it's like a very, like, if you ever see me do, I will literally go, because it's so, it's so horrible for
me. Oh my God.
It is the one thing that I cannot hide. Like, my stomach will drop. And I got that feeling. I kept getting it on the plane. And I was like, I can't keep doing this
anymore. Because we literally kept going like.
And I was like sleep deprived and like post migraine and everything. And I was just like. This is a mess. But to hear your own pilot being like, yay, we made it.
That was crazy. Yes, we made it. Yeah. I was like, wait, what the fuck happened? I was like, I thought that was like, I thought I was being like a baby.
He was like unsure of himself.
I thought I was being like dramatic. Like I was like, oh, like Nicole's going to go. So I'd be like, what turbulence?
No, that one was a little rough.
That one was crazy. And you know what? I keep trying to like allude to the fact that we're scared of getting on planes and like that we really don't want to be flying right now because of all like the shit that's happening.
Take a train.
And that people are like, how are your flights? Good. So good. So because I'm not trying to scare people. I don't want to fearmonger and be like,
I know.
And be like, oh my God, like I thought it was going to crash. But truly, I get really Catholic on planes. Well, I get really Catholic. Like I take out the rosary. I literally was like, I turned to Nicole before we took off to get to DC. And I was like, Nicole, please hold my hand like while we pray. And then I kept my eyes open because I wanted to make sure that she was going to close her eyes. And I was like, close your eyes and bow your head, girl. Take that, like, and put your phone away. And I was like, we're going to pray.
And I didn't say amen at the end. He's like, say amen.
I don't believe in God. Like, really. Sorry. Not to. My parents are going to watch this. I don't really believe in God or heaven or hell. So it's.
You said that you would eat Oscar Isaac's cummies, but this is where you draw the line. You're like, I don't know if I believe in God.
Well, like, yeah, well, you know what? It is when you grow up in, like, I don't know. Like, I grew up really, like, in a really religious place.
I would like
place.
To think that religious people would also have an issue with you eating Oscar Isaac's cummies.
But it's scarier, though, to say that you don't believe in God. It's true. Tell me that isn't true, because it's like, you're basically admitting that you don't believe, like, and I think about this, especially on the plane when I thought we were going to die. I was like, wow, like, there's nothingness after this. That's crazy, right? There definitely is, well, I though. Just, like, not at, to get too political
I
here.
I just kept looking at other people on the plane. I was like, well, they wouldn't die. Like, they're not the type of people that would die on a plane.
That's what you said? There was an old-ass woman, like on the other row to us. Her phone kept going, bloop, 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 bloop.
Like,
bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm like, you're getting service up here? You're getting service up here, and you need to put that shit in airplane mode and on silent.
These
to,
people
quite frankly.
Don't seem like the type of people to die today. Like, that was just my thought
That's
process.
Beautiful. I love that. But,
that's what a lot of
but
people
I,
say.
But I turned over to her after she was like clapping. She goes, "Oh Lord, thank God."
And you were like,
and then when
you
he
were
said,
the cause of it.
And then she said, or then when the pilot goes, "Yes, we made it." She goes, thank God. And while she was getting off the plane, she was like, thank you so much, sir. I thought it was the end. Okay, girl. Okay. And then, not only that, the girl, like, three rows in front of us on the other side of the plane, this was a small-ass plane. When I'm telling you, this plane was the size of a private jet.
We flew private.
We're like Taylor. Yeah, and there was an old woman on there with her annoying-ass phone. No. It was, like, a really small plane, and I knew when we got on the plane, both planes were really small. I knew when we got on the plane, I was like, we are going to experience turbulence because it's the small planes that experience the worst turbulence. Yeah. Also, when I said to my mom, I was like,
incredibly windy.
My mom flies. My mom flies planes. When I said to my mom, I was like, because I told her when we got back, I was like, hey, like, yeah, I was really scared on the plane. Like, but then I kept remembering, like, oh, like the Jell-O theory or whatever. She's like, what? And I'm like, the Jell-O theory. She's like, I've never heard of that. And it's like that your plane will never just like drop out of the sky. It has to like slice through the air, like as if you're in Jell-O up there. Does this make sense?
Okay. Like
it'll never just like, poof, you know, okay. Because the wings and the yeah. stuff and whatever. So like that's like nice to know that like you yeah. won't just go like plummeting. That being said, my mom was like, I've never heard of that, and I don't even think that that's true. And I was like, oh, okay.
No, that's definitely a thing.
I think it is. Yes. I heard somebody with on TikTok talk about it.
With all the power of a plane going, like there's no possible way that it would just stop and drop.
They kept fucking revving the engine too, and I knew this was on both flights. This is why I thought it was really bad turbulence, was because we would like hit one of those moments where like your stomach would drop or whatever, and then they would like thrust. It would be like, because they needed to like stabilize yeah. us and also keep us going forward.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Well, that was crazy.
See,
I thought we were dead. I really thought we were gonna die. I was like, this is how I die on tour with Nicole.
I'm sitting here with Jake and I'm like, oh well, another plane crashed today. Like,
yes, sorry. I can't believe you would say that to me.
I'm just being honest. I can't like, believe that's what's it. Happening. I'm being
and I was wearing this hat. Guys, if you want to buy the hat that I almost died in,
come on tour.
You can buy one of these lovely pieces and a tote and stickers.
Don't think that if I was like not on OCD medication, I don't think I would be able to do it. Like fly right now. I would
really.
I
would I'm offer, serious.
I would offer to drive.
I was really scared.
I would.
I wish that you would offer to drive.
Like, I'm gonna drive from Chicago to Toronto.
I really wanted to take trains, but I guess there really isn't an easy
There's
way
no
to
Chicago
get
to Toronto train easily. Damn.
What if we took a bus? I feel like there's a Chicago to Toronto bus.
I don't know.
It would take us for fucking ever.
I don't know what that looks like. I don't know. Can you take a bus cross borders?
I think you can.
Okay.
We can try.
We'll be okay.
Well, we were talking to our tour manager and he was like, well, you could do a bus tour next time. I'm like, girl, what?
It's been literally at like every single stop, that like every airport there's been an accident, like the DC one,
Toronto was the one that flipped over, the Delta plane that flipped over. Yes. Also, they put us on American Airlines coming back from DC, but they got us on Delta when we were with Mark, our tour manager. They had us on Delta and then they were like, oh, Mark's gone, we don't need Delta, put them on American. Damn, girl, we love it.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Delta. We do. Do you like Delta?
I don't have any strong opinions.
I have anything. A great strong opinion about Delta because I love it there.
I don't know the difference.
They are so sweet. And then I like having the screens so that we can watch. Granted, our Delta flight to DC did not have the screens because it was literally only an hour.
I don't think we're going to have screens.
But to Vegas, that was those were two of the best flights of my life.
Because we watched Hunger Games.
What did we watch on the way back? Oh, you watched Priscilla. That's right. I didn't watch
Priscilla. That was good.
But I do like Delta, and they give really good snacks. They have really good snacks on Delta planes.
They did have good snacks.
And you know what? They handled the flip over really well. Am I wrong?
Yeah, they did.
Am I wrong?
There's been a lot of like content that's been coming out recently. Jake is finally going to give in to watching White Lotus. Thank God.
Yeah, because
He might be dropping Yellow Jackets.
I think I need to drop Yellow Jackets. It's getting so frustrating.
It's so upsetting because...
But don't you want to watch a really good TV show together?
Yeah, I do. I just think that Yellow Jackets, it unfortunately, people are upset because even the stands are like, it's just not going in the direction that like they think it needs to be going in, and that it doesn't seem like they have a lot of a direction. Like literally, spoiler alert, but like adult Lottie dies and... Literally, like the actress who plays Lottie, if you go onto her Instagram, the announcement where she's like, love this show so much, like sad to
why would they kill me off?
All the comments are like, oh my god, the showrunners are fucking ass and they should die and perish and the show has no hope. Literally, the actress is like liking comments like that. Like she is very open about being upset with them. And I think adult Natalie was the exact same way.
Yeah.
When she got
killed.
That
was the end of season two, no?
Right.
Crazy.
And so it's like, it just all seems to be happening so randomly and nothing is like progressing or happening.
Yeah. How many episodes has it been? Five or four? I think it's been five.
And it doesn't have that many more to go. Like, I think, what, eight, maybe?
And we don't
nine?
Know, like I don't know the point of the season. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What is...
Standards are so high now because of Severance.
No, and you know what? Everybody's complaining about Severance. I see it all over my For You page about last episode. And I was like, where was this energy for the last episode of Yellow Jackets? Because I'm serious. Where's this episode... Where's this energy for all the episodes of Yellow Jackets this season?
I think this episode that was for Severance about Harmony's life, I think that's necessary. Did you see...
I think we're better than everyone else, though, because we have, like, such a high, like... We have IQ. Such amazing media literacy. Media literacy. Oh my God. You guys are so media illiterate if you don't like the last episode of Severance. Girl, get the fuck over yourself. Some people just don't like that, like when nothing happens on an episode of television, and that's okay. But you know what? I'm confident it's going to pick up by the end of the season.
Well, I think that was necessary for, like, character development, but, like, Harmony, Cobell, Harco, Cold Harbor.
Harco, Cold Harbor. Har. If you, yeah, co dot, comma, harbor. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Anyway.
Harmony Cobell. Harmony. What was her other name? Selvig?
Selvig.
Will you ever Selvig? Do you ever Selvig?
I really want to go to Newfoundland now because of that last
episode.
It was
gorgeous, gorgeous.
I know.
But I thought it was so well shot.
I don't recommend watching Severance when you have a migraine. I watched Severance.
Did you rewatch the episode?
No, but I watched Severance, another episode. I think it was the Gemma episode. And I watched that when I was, like, half asleep. And I was like, I also really don't recommend this. Because, like, you need to be, like, alert, awake, have, like, proper nutrition within you, meet your macro goals for the day, take your vitamins.
Take,
like, a fish oil.
Meditate.
Yeah, an omega-3, perhaps.
And then maybe you can watch the first 5 minutes of the episode. And then if it gets a little confusing. Yeah, journal.
Think about your feelings. It's one of those shows, but it is a little bit disappointing, but
what, Yellow Jackets?
A little bit, yeah, because I had full faith in it, and now I'm just kind of like, oh, I don't know if
they
the writers,
because
that's what makes me sad, is when writers don't know where they're going with it. That's what
and
makes
they had
me sad.
2 years to figure it out, Nicole. That's what I'm saying. They had so long to figure out what was going to happen with the rest, and it's exactly how I feel about season two.
White Lotus, you will not complain. You will complain about, like, one thing in there, and it's Walter Goggins, which I don't know how you'll feel about him, because I don't...
Everyone thinks is hot.
Yes.
And he's, like, really scary looking. He looks like the man who played the Green Goblin.
Yes.
In the original
Spider-Man.
That's
not me trying to be mean about this man's looks. I just... The sheer amount of love that he is getting for his looks is, like, genuinely making me question if I actually like men. Because, like, I'm being so serious. I'm being more than I've been ever serious before. I might not
like maybe I hate men.
I think so, because I cannot... I just don't see it. Like, the way that you feel when you see boobs and you're, like, repulsed.
Yeah, that's how you feel about him.
How I feel when I see him.
That's a lovely thing to say about him.
And I'm sure that, you know, he might have, like, a good personality in real life, and, like, he might be a nice man.
Really nice.
But, like, the last thing I need to see that man do is put, like, a nipple in his mouth. I actually couldn't. It's not.
That's what he does in it?
Mm-hmm.
Whose nipple?
You don't need to worry about
Parker
that.
Parker Posey. Tsunami.
Lorazepam.
Wait, what does she say? Something. No. No.
She does it really well.
I know, but I think everyone's really forgetting, like, about her interview with that lady.
My little bump.
Yeah.
What
does anyone remember
bump?
This? I'm like, y'all are all over her, but just months ago, you were like, kill her with fire.
This is her comeback.
It is. It's her Trisha Paytas comeback moment. Oh. I'm serious.
I love Amy Lou Wood more than anything. I loved her in Sex
She's
Education.
Adorable.
I love her so much. She's my favorite character. All the men need to die with a gun. And I'm so serious. Like, especially Arnold Schwarzenegger's son. He needs to actually, like, the character needs to die with a gun.
Here's my thing. Like, I've been afraid to start White Lotus. Because I'm genuinely, I don't think my mental state can handle more discourse about how hot a man is. Like,
then
does this make sense? It's actually suffocating to watch every movie and, like, everyone online just be, like, gassing up a man and saying, like, oh my God, he's the best actor. And if you ever say anything, like, negative about them, like people will come at your throats And it's so fucking annoying. It's like, can we stop gassing up people who just look good? Like, I'm so happy that they look good. It's like, and I'm sure women feel like this all the time because the body standards are crazy. The body standards for men are also fucking crazy. No one fucking looks like that in real life. And it's like, it's actually so hard to watch things now because that's all everybody talks about.
In my opinion, I think that the White Lotus fandom is actually very normal. I will say, other than the Walter Goggins thing, which some of you I do worry about.
I like
about,
that last name. Goggins. Is that his name in the show? Or
no.
That's the actor? Cool, love it.
I don't think it's Walter. I think it's Walton. I think his name is Walton Goggins, which I so hard to say.
She
so
be Goggin on my Walton. Thanks.
It's so hard to roll off the tongue. I think the fan base is actually very normal because I think everyone is hated pretty equally. And I think everyone has like a storyline that they've really... I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think it's also that it's not a bunch of teenagers who are watching the show because it doesn't give you that dopamine hit that you want because
I think everybody's chasing that.
No, and it is a show where you're like nothing is happening, but it is not. You will not be disappointed. I assure you, you will not be disappointed.
I did want to bring this up about Yellow Jackets is that I really don't like that they made the adult timeline like a slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
In this, it's excruciating. Some of the things that they had Melanie Lynskey say, and it's actually so sad. She's such a phenomenal actress. She plays the creepiest fucking people all the time. Why is she like putting out one-liners every few minutes? It's so disappointing.
Sophie Thatcher, please. It's because Sophie Thatcher doesn't have a lot of lines so far. She's not that big part of the season. Maybe if Sophie Thatcher was a bigger part of the season,
I think that about Misty too. I know Misty had like her episode, but I don't think that she's had like enough screen time. Really, those are the people I think they've given a lot of screen time to. Van and Ty.
Save us.
And Lottie.
I know.
Young Lottie.
I know.
And Callie? Cal? Is that her name?
I'm thinking about everyone having UTIs. All the girls in the wilderness.
They all have UTIs.
They're all touching each other. And I know their fingers are dirty. They don't have soap out there.
How did they make three episodes about if Coach Ben was going to die? Not spoiler alert. If Coach Ben was going to die or not. And then we're still wondering.
Did you see... I showed it to you. The photo of Barry Keoghan at the Paris Fashion
with
Show.
Claro.
With him manspreading and him giving her no place to sit.
How tall is that man?
No, he should go to hell.
5'6"?
Maybe, and he should actually, cheating on Sabrina Carpenter is one thing. Man spraying next to Claro.
Making her smell all of that.
That is actually like punishable by death.
You know his dick stink. It does. And when he man spreads, it's like he's airing it out.
I hope not.
It does.
I hope not.
It
does.
I smelled it.
I hope that Sabrina would put up with that.
I don't think he smells nice. He doesn't seem like someone who smells nice.
I don't know. He seems like he would wear something expensive. I don't know.
But I don't think it would last on him. Like, it would just, like, kind of, like, brush off his scaly body.
Well, Claro and Sabrina are friends. So I hope that Sabrina... I hope
Claro just smacked him across the face.
Maybe Claro punched him. Maybe if we're lucky.
Well, were we supposed to think that that was him in the back of the car with Dolly Parton and Sabrina in the music video? That was supposed to be him?
Yes.
Work. Good for him.
I that photo, it really made me upset because I do get really upset about men manspreading, and Claro had to like fold her little legs. I feel like Claro is me living in an alternate dimension, like in which I would be, you know, a famous pop star and like talented and like a singer and stuff.
But that's
like,
not Gracie still, Abrams. Like, that's your Nepo baby. Like,
yes.
Era. But I think Claro's also
my,
a Nepo baby.
She's like my indie.
Nepo baby, okay, other work,
like
work.
My indie alternate universe. And I don't know why I would cut my hair, but anyway,
she's gonna cut her hair soon because you did.
I hope not. Well,
Claro,
actually,
Claro, if you're hearing this, don't cut your hair, girl.
Claro,
come on, don't make.
Claro, if you're hearing this, cut your hair so that our hair can grow out at the same length, and let's take the same vitamins.
I
so
think she cast voodoo on you.
Who has voodoo on me? Claro?
Because,
Claro has voodoo on me?
Because she was like, I need to see how my hair will look if I cut it. Like, I want to cut Bob. I need to see how it would look. And so she, like, has been sending, like Etsy spells for you to, like, cut
and
your hair.
And she was like, I need to see what I would look like if I was bloated. And so she sent me.
That was Gracie Abrams, though.
Fuck.
That was Gracie
Fuck.
Abrams.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're like, what would I look like if I gained a little bit of weight? And they're like, yeah, no.
And she's like, hamana, hamana. A lock of my hair.
And they've been like secretly putting a bunch of salt into my food.
Did you see somebody had a voodoo doll of like, was it Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
You should start doing that more.
Whoever has my voodoo doll needs to stop putting so much poop in its butt. I read that to my mom when I read that off of Twitter.
What'd she say?
She was like, I guess.
If I was your mother, I'd be disappointed.
I was like, I go, Mom, is that a voodoo? Do you know what a voodoo doll is? Do you know what that is? She goes, yes, we used to have one on the fridge. And she like went looking for it and she couldn't find it because we used to have a voodoo doll on the fridge.
What the fuck?
And anyway, and so then, and then I said that to her. I was like, whoever has my voodoo doll needs to stop putting so much poop in its butt. And she was like, okay.
Someone gave you a cowboy voodoo doll at Tor.
No, someone actually crocheted me the most beautiful little cowboy doll. But on looking at it while I'm home, that is his voodoo doll. And like,
it is.
Actually, like,
it's like,
I will tickle its belly and cowboy goes, ah.
No, like, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. I'll scratch his head and he's like, mm.
Well, I asked her, I was like, did you put one of those like Build-A-Bear hearts inside of there? And she was like, no. I was like, okay, so it's not going to work. Like,
he has no soul.
He has no soul.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But no, that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm Claro's voodoo doll.
You know what's happening?
Just like living like normal girl life. Like,
I think somebody has Rosanna Pansino's voodoo doll.
You think so?
Yeah, because she's been acting sinister. She's been acting sinister. You know what they're doing? They're not like doing anything to her physically. They're like whispering into the voodoo doll's ear. They're like,
say something evil.
Make a video where you like literally drag everyone for no reason. and she's like, the voice has.
You know what? I did see a lot of people being like, you know, she's actively caring so much about like victims of Mr. Beast and people who have been wronged by Mr. Beast, but then suddenly when you know,
like her friend's production company.
Right. And it's like Tana says that she openly was like assaulted by or harassed by an actor on set. And it's like,
and she's like picking and Rosanna's like picking apart the story. She's like, oh, so like what's true? Were you 30 feet away or were you 100 feet away, Tana?
I think it's the most believable thing on earth that an actor assaulted or harassed.
Yes, I think it's the most believable thing I've ever
entirely
heard.
Believable.
Especially because Tana's like famous.
Right. And like people are like, well, Tana's not credible. I'm like, I actually.
Yes, she is. What part? She literally like. She's the reason Cody Ko isn't allowed to make content anymore. What part of her is incredible?
Yeah.
Girl.
I think.
She didn't even say any names.
Right. If you're going to ask her questions about like how many people were invited to TanaCon, she might not give you the correct answer.
Yeah.
If she's sending a story about like her having a stalker or her being harassed by somebody when she was underage or like literally an actor, I believe her fully.
I believe her.
Now, if she's asking how many hours were the people outside at TanaCon, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't
she's know. Like, only like 10 minutes. Oh, girl.
I don't know what her actual.
I know. I think it was like, I think it was like, what?
Yeah.
6 or 7 hours.
I don't know what her there. What her stance is on that.
Need a TanaCon Chronically Online girl.
So it's so over,
but so was Dramageddon. Oh,
yes,
so was Dramageddon. You could do a better job. You could really get to the bottom of it.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
I'll go back and
talk. You need to do Chronically Online Girl about like tour managers in general, and you can out Playlist Dave or whatever his name is from Drew and Enya's tour.
All right, I can do that. No, I really do. It is funny because I was like explaining to Jake because I didn't understand the full story. And Jake is like, so what's happening? I was like, from my understanding, from one TikTok I saw, I was like, I think Tana and Trisha were making fun of Rosanna Pansino for smoking her dad when she didn't actually smoke her dad. It was just her dad's ashes in the cannabis plant. And then we were like, oh, that's so fucked up of them. And then we like actually watched the whole video because
we sat down and watched a tea spill video, which like we really don't do that often.
No. And honestly, that's really like, that's how easy it is to be misinformed or like not know the context of everything. Cause I was like, oh, well, yeah, clearly like Rosanna's the victim here. And then instead it's like her like picking apart a victim and being like, no, that didn't happen. No, that's not true. Or like trying
to defend. And she's like, well, your story was this.
And she's the person who always is, you know, talking about stories and credibility.
Yes.
And like believing what is happening behind the scenes on like these evil production teams and stuff, which is like much more common than like one may think. Like that is so incredibly common for weird things to be happening on these type of sets, especially when they're smaller.
I would say it happens 100% of the time. Right. I'm going to be so real. Right. Something weird happens on set 100% of the time.
One person will have a negative experience.
Yes.
by somebody else on a production team.
And I don't even think she was really even coming for the production team, right? Because didn't Joey...
She said, well? She said that Joey handled it when she like came to him and talked about it. But it was
So like, what the fuck?
It was just simply that she was made very uncomfortable by this person.
Yeah, and I don't think bringing that up makes it Joey's fault. Like, yes, it was his thing, mm-hmm. but if he handled it well and she's giving him credit for that, why did Rosanna feel the need to make a whole fucking expose video with her husband who wasn't there?
Because I was fucking at first weird. I was on her side. I was like, I would smoke my mom. I would like, Jake and I were talking about it. I was like, fuck, I'd smoke my mom's ashes.
Yeah, and I'm like,
because she was like very defensive. She's like, I did not smoke my dad's ashes. I smoked the ashes that were in the cannabis plant.
She titled the fucking video that she made about it, I smoked my dad's ashes.
I literally said to Jake, I was like, I love my mom so much. I would put my mom's ashes in a tomato plant and eat all the tomatoes. I would smoke my mom's ashes.
Like, I would smoke my dad's ashes. I would smoke my mom's ashes. I don't give a fuck. She didn't even actually do that. No. But what I'm saying is I don't give a fuck that. I wouldn't give a fuck if she actually did.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
I was ready to like really stand up for her because I thought that's what this entire basis was all about. But to hear somebody who was a victim of a shitty production team and getting just discounted for...
That's like the deeper story here.
Yes. Getting discounted for the accomplishments that she actually had, and then also not being treated the kindest by the crew, versus Tana, who is like, no, this guy like sexually harassed me on set and made me very uncomfortable, and then I got physically injured on set. It's like, so why are we trying to fight somebody who is like on your side of
Exactly. And I think she used... I think Rosanna used like the opportunity of like Trisha and basically Trisha and Tana like were joking about it on Trisha's podcast. I think she used that opportunity to like as a catalyst to talk about like to basically discount Tana completely. When in reality, if she had just gotten on her podcast and been like, yeah, I didn't like appreciate the comment. First of all, she shouldn't have gotten on the podcast at all about the situation. She should have sent a text. We need to normalize that. Let's text each other. Mm-hmm. Let's air it out, not in public. Mm-hmm. But instead, she gets on her podcast and she just uses like if even if she had gotten on there and been like, yeah, I really didn't appreciate, like, I don't appreciate the way people are talking about this. I don't appreciate the way Tana and Trisha talked about this. That would have been one thing. But she like went the extra mile to just basically be like, Tana's a brat, mm-hmm. and she's lying. Mm-hmm. Didn't like that.
Yeah. I think that does that. Yeah, that definitely it seems like it's going against what her morals are or what she says her morals are.
I think she's gotten really, really wrapped up in the YouTube, in like drama, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
She wasn't before.
She seems like a very mature person, mm-hmm. that would text someone when she had a problem with them.
Yeah.
And I think she's gotten really, really wrapped up in drama. And that's scary. That's like sad. That's what the internet does to people, though.
I'm interested if she'll make a response.
She did.
She did to Tana and Trisha.
Yes.
And what did she say?
She apologized to Trisha. From what I've seen, she apologized to Trisha, and she was, you know, essentially because Trisha went on her podcast and she was crying because she was like, she didn't understand.
Yeah.
Because she
at was first, like, I really thought Trisha was crying because
she said something mean.
She said that they smoked her dad's ashes, and I was like, this is all isn't adding up. This is confusing. And there was more to the story.
Yes, exactly. And I think that people online think that she actually rolled a joint with her dad's ashes in it. And I think that's what I would assume based off of, and I'm not saying that makes it right, because I don't think it's weird. I don't know. I don't really think it's that weird either way. But like,
Jake and I were openly like, well, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's fine.
If you can smoke, we've watched Yellow Jackets, so we're like, smoking your parents' ashes isn't the biggest deal.
Yeah,
like, we're both like, there's worse.
Why? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If your parent wanted you to do something like that,
you fucking smoke
their ashes. I don't give a fuck.
Then again, to clarify, that's not what she did.
That's not what she did. Also, it's not cannibalism if she does that. Yeah. Even if she does that, but no, she put it in the dirt.
Yeah.
Of like the plant, I think that's beautiful. I think that's people do that with like trees.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a problem? You know,
I would do that fully, like with a tomato plant. Absolutely,
fully,
I would do that
fully.
I don't think that's what my mom would want. I think my mom would be so pissed off at me. But then again, like,
I would plant flowers for my parents and do it but like really good flowers. So, and then have a beehive next to it. Isn't that gorgeous?
Oh, that's cute. That most gorgeous? Catholic people don't want to be cremated
because it's like going into like the fires of hell.
Yeah, they yeah. don't. They
All right, do you want to be cremated?
I want to be put into the biodegradable egg and put into like the ground so that everything can eat me.
That's beautiful.
I know. I just want the most simplest, like most safest biodegradable, because no one's going to dig me back up. So what's the point of buying something expensive? Just like make it the most, the cheapest and the most environmentally friendly.
Like we're going to put you in like, you know, when horses get birthed.
Yeah.
And they come out in like a gooey sack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're going to put
you
in.
I want to be put into a gooey sack and then put back and into the ground.
Put into the earth where you came from. Yeah.
There's a thing called like water cremation. It's like where you're basically just like pulverized.
I never heard of that. Didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know this was happening.
That's
I keep saying
there's that. Another thing where it's like you get put into like a cardboard box essentially with a bunch of like worms and bugs and everything.
That's tea.
And
then they, I like that.
Yeah,
would you like that?
Sure.
You don't like bugs.
But I'm dead, so I don't really care. Like I don't hate bugs.
What
I,
type of bug would you want in there?
Little worms.
Little worms?
Yeah, little worms.
How long does it take?
I'm sure a very long time. I'm sure. I just do something.
I'm probably going to grave rob.
Okay.
Your grave.
Oh, mine.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, what do you want to be buried with first?
I don't care enough. I don't, like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm gone.
What about your worldly possessions? Don't you want to be buried with, like, your Kewpie rug?
No, I'm done. I'm gone. I feel like that's
you don't have a prized possession.
A prized possession?
Yeah, like what's the thing that you
I don't
own?
Think I have a prized possession, genuinely.
You
I don't,
are so spiritual. It's I crazy. Really, you're like you've given up worldly things. Like,
I really don't think I have anything that I'm like I really don't because
your Kia sorry.
My Kia Sportage.
Your Kia Sportage?
My Kia Sportage?
You don't want to be buried with that?
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely okay. not because the Kia boys will come and get me. Yeah,
it will be me. I'm going to grave rob your
I'm
Kia
good.
Sportage.
I think I'm genuinely. Yeah, I can't think
Do
of
Do you want one of those like. Sorry, this is so dark.
I don't
everyone,
think it's
I'm
dark.
So sorry. Do you want one of like those ones where you're above ground?
Like a sarcophagus?
Yeah, like that. Like
no,
in Nosferatu.
I don't think that that's very environmentally friendly. Genuinely, yeah. I want the most environmentally friendly way to go. Like, don't turn me into resin. Like, I will.
We should burn
you
then, and
you.
Then we should climb up like to like the top of a mountain and like.
I don't know.
Let,
burning
like,
is
let
the most environmentally friendly. Genuinely,
you know what? You're gonna do what those what that lady did, and she got her like remains like spurt into space.
Oh, I don't need to go to space. I'm okay. Really, like just like I don't care.
How are we gonna honor you?
Like, dude, I don't. That's not my.
Do we
problem.
Get to like?
I'm not even.
Do
get
we get to
be
dance?
There. You can dance.
We can dance at your funeral.
You
do you
dance?
Want a song at your funeral?
I want karaoke at my funeral.
Okay, work.
I want
American
karaoke.
Boy.
Yeah, I want American Boy done at my funeral, and it has to be silent during the Kanye parts because that's my part.
Yeah, we're like now, yeah. We actually take the mic and we put it up to your urn.
Yeah, that's all I need. Don't put me in a fucking urn. I'm telling you.
Wait, but I want a little keychain at least.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Fine. Yay.
You guys can take like each take a bone of me.
Deal.
Like have a rib of me. Like wouldn't that be?
No,
fun?
I don't want a rib. I want
You want my tibia?
Yeah. You yes. Yes, your tibia.
You want a little finger?
Yeah, I was going to say finger, but bump. I was just going to say the whole thing and then I'll just put it in like a little jar.
Yeah. I just don't like don't waste the money on like a funeral because then I'll be filled up with like fluids and like
And they're probably going to do your makeup weird. Like they're not going to give you Glossier boy brow.
They're not going to do my makeup
They're
right.
not going to give you amniotic fluid.
That's what I'm saying.
Lips.
There's no way that they'll look juicy enough because I'll be dead.
We'll probably put a wig on you though at least.
Then
like, don't you
want
to have your shag again?
I know.
What if you die with this bob? That's so scary, isn't it?
Stop. You said you like the bob.
I know,
no,
but isn't it funny to think
I think
about?
It is. I don't know. I think that I should just let me go like how I am. Like, let me go as I am.
So we're not smoking you.
Well, now I have to look into different ways of being dead. And I have to make a will.
My dad can make you a will.
Oh,
he does
God.
That.
Yeah, I know.
That's the type of law he does.
That's so sucky. But you know what? You know what's not sucky? I met Trisha Paytas' baby before all you bitches.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
When I met her. at her Broadway show.
Her baby was there?
When I hugged her
inside of her womb. Oh, I'm thinking you meant Malibu. I was like, no, you didn't. Cool.
I met the third baby.
What did you say to it?
No, I'm just saying that that baby heard my voice.
It's Jimmy Carter.
Oh my God.
It is. I know everyone thought it was going to be Donald Trump when, because like, hopefully it's Donald Trump reincarnated. No, it's.
When did Jimmy die?
A few months ago.
Oh my. Okay. All right.
But I mean, it doesn't matter.
How long do you think you're in the waiting room? Like until you get passed on to a different body?
A few hours.
Oh, okay.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know.
I believe in reincarnation, but only specifically for Trisha Paytas' children.
I don't know. I have no idea what I'm very big on not knowing. I'm very big on.
I love you know, being unaware.
What's it called? Agnostic. Agnostic coded.
What does that mean? I always thought agnostic and atheist were the same thing.
No, atheist means that you don't believe in God. Agnostic acknowledges that there could be, but that there could not be.
You're like, maybe. You're like being bi-curious, but of religion.
Yeah. I love being in that middle ground. That's one thing about me is I love being in the purgatory of things. Bisexuality, agnosticism.
Okay, maybe I am agnostic.
Okay.
Maybe I am autistic.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if I don't know, you know.
Today,
know.
Jake, I was giving him skincare and he was looking through my bag of skincare and he's like, oh my God, you're getting rid of so many Balesa
sex toys
because they send me so fucking many. So I have duplicates. I have triplets. I have literally quadruples of the same product. And I only have so many orifices. And he's like, oh my God, this should be like Tooth Tunes. So when you like press down, it like plays music. Mm-hmm. He's like, imagine it was like Juna playing.
Yeah.
When you're using your vibrator.
It should be there should be one for a butt plug too.
There should be.
It should be like the base of the speaker because
I feel like that could
be a thing. We need to make it. What would you call it? Nasty
tunes. Sex first. Music. Sex toys.
One time in college, my friend was like, oh, I'm hooking up with this guy. And he was like, can you go over to Spotify and put on my sex playlist?
Oh, wow.
And it was called Sex Playlist, parentheses, Vanilla. I was like, oh.
I hate to tell you this. It's already a thing. 5 music-controlled sex toys to bring a new beat to your sex life.
We can do it better, though.
Bring a beat to the bedroom.
Bring the beat in.
Oh, you'll never guess what this is called. The Love Honey Juno Rechargeable Music-Activated Panty Vibrator.
Panty Vibrator?
Love Honey Juno.
Does it go all the way up?
No, it seems inside? Like it sits in your underwear.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. We need to do... No, it needs to get in there.
This is... Oh! You're going to love this. Love Honey Juno Rechargeable Music Activated Vibrating Butt Plug.
Yeah, see? That's how I think it should be.
We should put one in for the next episode.
I have one in right now.
Lovens Vulse. Whoa, that's crazy.
I told you.
Oh my. Thrusting G-spot vibrator. Girl, to the music. Girl. We vibe. Rave 2. That's really special. I hope that we can maybe... explore that.
I've been exploring.
Okay, well I knew I heard some music coming.
What do you
out.
Think the turbulence was on the plane?
Fuck.
It was my vibe Juna tunes. That's why I really like Super Fruits music. It's bass heavy.
Do you know what my mom wanted the word of the day to be in Poland? The Polish word of the day
for our Poland stop
in DC.
You were like in Poland, yeah.
In DC.
What?
She wanted to be samolot.
Samolot.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that means?
Samolot?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can use it in a sentence. Mm-hmm. Samolote spadajo.
Okay. Samolote spadajo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Samolot. Samolot. Some to a lot. Like it's like a little, it's like more than some, but not as much as a lot. Samolot. What?
Samolot.
Samolot. Summer boy.
Lady Gaga
summer boy. Abracadabra. I don't know. I hate when you make me do this.
I kept asking her, I was like, what should the Polish word of the day be in DC? And she's like, oh, it should be samolot planes because the planes are falling in Washington, D.C.
What the fuck? Plane is like crash?
Yes. Samolot no means plane. And so like I was like, now why the fuck would I do that, Mom? So I'm making it the word of the day today.
That's terrible. We have to get on so many planes next week.
I know. We'll be okay. You know how many planes have been going this entire time? and have been okay.
There have been so many.
I highly recommend OCD therapy. It's really good.
Thank you.
My therapist used to tell me that all the time, like about like treatment, like exposure therapy. She said she had one little boy that they used to have to go outside and like play and watch because he fully believed that he could control his brain and like make planes like crash.
That's so
and it must be a really hard time for him right now. I'm not even joking.
Because he's like,
no, like dead ass, like what the fuck if he saw that Philly one? Because he lives in Philly.
That's scary.
I know.
That's scary. I think that I don't have OCD.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. Because it doesn't like follow me.
Oh,
you like it's I only am just worried on the plane. It's like, you know, not even the whole time. It's just when like the turbulence happens and when we take off and when we land.
So it's like rational.
Yeah, like, and I'm like sitting there and I'm like, and you know what? I'm not like, I'm worried because I'm like, oh, like I don't want to die. But then I'm like, I'm also very accepting about the fact that like if I do die, like hopefully it's like fast and I don't suffer.
Yeah, I kept thinking that while I was on the plane, not to be dark, but I kept thinking that on the plane. I was like, if I die, I won't even know. Like, I won't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, yay. Like, hopefully my body doesn't go like flying out the side of the thing. But
probably most likely will probably be
instant.
Hopefully.
That's what I hope for. If I do die in a plane crash, make it instant, girl. But also, I can swim pretty well. So if like it was like if we like fell in like a body of water.
I've been doggy paddling recently, and it's true. Really Nicole took us into her pool the back. Other
day. Why did I want to say that? Because what did you do in the pool the other day that I was
doggy paddled?
Yeah, you doggy paddled. Nicole was like, "Watch this," and she was like, "I can float on my back." And it was sort of like when it was sort of like in the movies when like they take the like really rich person takes like the poor people out to like play like golf or whatever, and they suck. So all the poor people have to like start losing on purpose. And, like, acting really impressed with their skill. And she's like, look at me. Look at me go. And we're like, so that we can stay at the pool and we don't offend. Oh, it's like Companion.
Why?
Because they like, went to, like, that really, like...
Rich
that,
man's
Yeah, house. And he was, like, really mean to them. But, like, they had to be nice to stay.
I mean, I think that me doing a doggy paddle is pretty impressive as somebody.
It was so cool. It was so cool.
I think it's pretty impressive as somebody who's afraid of water and swimming. I think I did pretty okay.
It must feel so cool to do. I could never
blow bubbles under the water, and he was in like
that's what I was gonna say.
In all seriousness, he was like, "That was incredible." He was like, "That was
you've come so far," is what he said to us. He was like, "Isn't it crazy? Like Nicole like hated getting in the water. She used to hate getting in the water, and now she's like getting in
it's
there."
Because he would take me to the fucking ocean, and then the water would be up to my neck, and then he's like, "Isn't this so fun?" And I
and
would
you
have,
be laughing the whole
because
time
because I was like nervous laughing.
It was scary. I remember.
I was really scared.
I was scared for you, but he did say he was like, "Do you guys want to have a bubble blowing contest?" And I just looked at him and I said, "All bubble blowing babies will be beaten senseless by all able-bodied patrons of the bar." And you guys had no idea what I was talking about. It's from the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
I don't remember.
When they like do like the bubbles in the bar and he's like, ah.
Okay. Because most of us haven't seen that movie since we were like six.
We watched it together. Most of it. I was quoting the shit out of it the other night. After our first night in Philly, I was driving back with my friends and I was like, "Guys, I need to talk about the SpongeBob SquarePants movie right now."
Nothing well, I just keep thinking about my scalp and thinning.
Thinning, thinning. Yeah, thinning. And that's what it, yeah, you started me on this.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
I don't think it's not that bad, but we have some progress to do right here.
It's not. Boston's going to be a great show for you.
Oh, yeah. Boston's Bald Night.
Boston's everyone. Bald Night.
Chicago is PJ PJs. Night. So please come in your PJs, because if not, you're going to look like an idiot. In Toronto, it's A24 night. And then Boston, Bald Night. And I'm going to do the monologue from Pitbull where he is like,
"Mr. Worldwide.
All of you out here, when you guys come out and you're bald with your bald caps on, I want you to feel like you are unfuckwittable."
I'm going to do the one where he's like, wait, what does he say? Wait, I need to look this up. I'm sorry. This will be the last thing I say. I need to look it up because it's actually so iconic.
In the time of my life.
Life is not a waste of time. Time is not a waste of life. So let's not waste any time. Get wasted and have the time of our lives.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that so beautiful? That's I love beautiful. That man. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I think he's okay, right?
Pibble?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like on tour.
No, I meant like I think he hasn't done anything nefarious or evil.
We can never be too sure.
That's true.
There's an 80% chance he has. That's what I'm saying. So we like Pitbull unless there's some really bad information out there about him because we haven't been keeping up.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
I don't know what they say.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Later.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.